Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker, and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Really thank you for sharing with us this sacred space, for sharing with us this your energy, and really your presence allow this really wonderful experiences that we are having with these amazing speakers to happen. Your energy and your presence help bring those wisdom, those healing experiences that we are having on the show. So thank you so much to each and every one of you. And also very happy that Zoe Davenport is back on the show. I think she's been with us twice before, and I really love her message. Like for me personally, I feel so much truth in it, so much authenticity. And how she talks about how we can shift from the old paradigm and embrace our own power, our sovereignty, and really find the beauty in life even through the challenges, and find the light through them, and bring help create this collective reality that is based on love and on serving ourselves first and serving others. So really happy to have her back on the show. And today we'll be talking about the flow state, manifesting, and learning to navigate 5D experiences. So we'll talk about that. We also take live callers and questions from you guys on the webcast. And we'll have a Q&A part later on the call. And also, Zoe will do, a process or meditation for us in the beginning. So stay tuned for that. And for those of you who may not know, Zoe yet, I want to share a little bit about her. So Zoe Davenport was born with extrasensory abilities and has been extensively studying self-love, quantum physics, and spiritual ascension for the past 10 years. Today, Zoe uses her multidimensional gifts to inspire and support the visionary leaders of the new paradigm. She seeks to guide them towards self-love, authenticity, creative potential, energetic mastery, and the embodiment of their higher selves. Her ability to hold the multidimensional field open accelerates a person's potential and allows them to make a quantum shift in reality, jump to the highest timeline, and ground their creative expression into the human experience. She is here to support those ready to expand upon leadership roles, using her intuitive gifts of potential outcomes to easily guide a person towards their most aligned journey. Really wonderful. So, with that, Zoe, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh, thank you, Monsef. That's such a beautiful introduction. And it's a real pleasure to be here with you all. It's a pleasure to share what wants to come through today. And I'm really excited as to the conversation that's going to unfold.
Yeah, absolutely. Also really excited when you shared with me, like, the topic you want to talk about. Like, I really felt this is something that we really need to talk about and to go like deeper in this. And before that, as I said, like, you wanted to do like a meditation for us before we start the discussion. So do you feel guided to do it now?
Yeah, I do. That'd be great. Thank you, Monsef. So I just wanted to set the space, set the energy, expand ourselves out so that as we flow into conversation, we are coming from a higher perspective. And I always like to do this when conversing about flow state and manifesting. It's like, let's set our intentions first, set the space, and then we can dive into the content. So everyone listening on the call, and even if you're listening to the replay of this, this is just as potent for you energetically. So just take a moment to close your eyes and come into presence with the conversation. Arrive at this space, and you arrive at this space through just focusing on your breath, slowing your breathing down. So nice, long, slow inhalations through the nose and out through the nose. And as you start to slow yourself down, slow your thinking down, become present, listening to your breath, the inhalation and the exhalation. And as you focus on your breath, just listening to the words, to set your intentions, to set the space, to set the frequency of now. Taking a moment to connect in with your heart by placing your hands on your heart space. On your inhalation, breathing into your heart. And on your exhalation, just breathing out and releasing everything down into the earth. Feeling the soles of the feet connect to the earth below you. And feeling the crown of your head gently opening as you set the intention to receive a consciousness of light through the crown of your head down into your third eye. And taking a moment with this thought, this intention, you may see something, you may feel something, you may just think something, but just imagine a pure light source through your crown, through your third eye. Keep focusing on your breath, bringing this energy down into your throat, down into your heart, down into your solar plexus, down into your sacral, down into your root, down through your legs and out through the soles of your feet, down into the earth chakra, and all the way down to the layers of Gaia, all the way down into the center of her, to the crystalline core. And feel this light that's flowing through you. Keep focusing on your breath, connecting you to source, connecting you to creation, connecting you to the now, and connecting you to the ascended fifth dimensional frequencies of Gaia. Feel yourself anchoring down into this space, feeling the slight pull of gravity below your feet, and continuing to bring this energy down and through you, cleansing out of your physical body, your emotional body, your spiritual body, your auric field, anything that is not in alignment for you to be here in this space and this potential. And as you feel yourself anchoring down into the center of the earth, feeling yourself connecting to the crystalline grid of Gaia, and then bouncing this light back up from the center of the earth through the layers, up through the soles of your feet, up through your legs, up through your root, your sacral, your solar plexus, and up into your heart. And then radiating this light all the way around you, imagining it creating a big sphere, a ball of light all the way around you, connecting you and balancing your electromagnetic frequency. Keep breathing deeply now and imagine your heart starting to open and expand in this light, allowing it to open and expand all the way out, opening out. Imagine your auric field expanding 4 meters around you, 8 meters around you, feeling your heart opening up, your energy opening up, everything opening up, uncurling like a flower on a summer's day, feeling the warmth, basking in the energy of multidimensional rays, opening yourself back out 20 feet around you, 50 feet around you, 100 feet around you, 1,000 feet around you, 10,000 feet around you, 100,000 feet around you, 1,000,000 feet around you. Feel yourself opening, deepening your breath and recognizing the shift in energy as you feel yourself opening, expanding and being free. No longer feeling you need to recoil, open yourself up through your breath, through your intention, through the power of now. Opening yourself out to the far reaches of the universe, the galaxy, this dimension. Feel yourself opening, expanding back out to the crystalline rays of light, to the rainbow rays of light, the plasma rays of light, the diamond rays of light. Feel yourself opening, expanding back out into higher dimensional frequency with your higher self, your higher purpose, your higher heart. And in this space, just breathe. Opening yourself out, feeling yourself expanded in your awareness, in your thought process, just your ability to be here now, opening, being free, grounded, connected to Gaia, connected to your heart, connected to Source, connected to your intentions. And we call upon any dimensional beings that wish to be here for this conversation, any collective councils, any elementals, any elders, ancestors, any beings of the land, any spirit guides, spirit animals. And just feeling yourself surrounded now by light, angelic light, crystalline light. Just a feeling of openness and expansive, and any beings that wish to be here with you, feeling yourself reconnected to all aspects of your energy, for everything is a reflection of you. Everything is a reflection of you. And breathe into this expanded space. Feel the difference in your energy, your heart, your mind, your body, your auric field. Take a deep breath in through the nose and then out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And then coming into physical form, but keeping yourself expanded, becoming aware of your body again, feeling light and tingly, and joyful, playful, placing your hands together in front of your heart space, bowing your head to your heart, sending yourself love, sending yourself gratitude that you arrived here today in this moment, in this expanded space of potential, taking a deep breath in through the nose, and out through the mouth. When you're ready, just slowly opening your eyes and coming back into circle.
Beautiful. Thank you. It's really like it's the best way to start our call, and like it's a reminder for us to connect to our hearts. To be in that expanded and connected state of being, mm-hmm. and this is how we can like live our life and allow this flow state and synchronicities happen in our life. And like for me personally, when I'm not in that state, like it's like the decisions becomes harder and there is more stress. But when we connect to the heart, it's there where we are like aware of much more possibilities and what is right for us and what is here to serve us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I see this time and time and time and time again in the collective, and especially those that are consciously wanting to align to their path and fulfill their soul mission and connect more deeply with their potential, they feel there needs to be a separation between their everyday life and their higher dimensional capacity. And I say this very often, is that this is a full-time experience. And so everything that you do needs to come from the perspective that you have a choosing in each moment of how you want to feel, how you want to react to something, and how you are trying to navigate yourself through your reality. And quite often, you know, when we set the space, we can sit in, you know, meditation, we can do our intentions and affirmations, and we feel good in that moment. But then, you know, we would go out into the world, you know, we're hit with traffic, we're hit with, you know, the norm, as you call it, like 3D paradigm, and all of those, that awareness and that energy just seems to fall away, and then the old programs start to come in, and then we get sucked back into the matrix. The idea of flow state is how can you navigate every single moment of your experience intentionally, mindfully, and coming from a place where you are grounded and you're not trying to force your way through to get the results that you desire on your path. And we have to treat it as every moment is like a walking meditation, like a conscious state that we are consistently recreating our experience and our reality based on the power of now. And as we move into these higher ascended energies, those that are really wanting to embody and anchor that have to let go of any linear perspective of how things should show up or when things should come in, and learn the understanding that the higher dimensional realities is abstract, it's nonsensical to the rational brain, and we have to kind of learn to bypass that thinking process to get back into feeling, because it's all about feeling, right. It's all about our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Like, and also sometimes when we are more in that state, even though like we see like things that are different than what we believe in, or like we have an intention, we know that this is our way, but some circumstances happen that looks like different than this. Like deep within us, we feel this is not really important, like the outside world, but what's really matter is what we know, it's our own state of being, and from where we act and from where we live our life.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, sorry, carry on.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to share as well is that mm-hmm. we, as a collective, as an awakened being, we have to consistently get ourselves back into a space of alignment. And even if that means that you are in a traffic jam, and you're starting to feel the energy around you and people are honking and it may be hot, how can you in that moment get yourself back into a state of flow? And it's always about resetting your intentions, calling light to you and grounding yourself. And people are surprised when I say to them, like, you know, I'm all day long, I'm clearing and cleansing my energetic field, and I'm focusing on, well, how am I feeling in this conversation? How am I feeling in this experience? If I go to, say, a restaurant and it maybe isn't what I had been visualizing, you know, instead of sitting there and being in an energetic space that's not serving to me, I will know in my heart that there is somewhere else that I'm guided to. And flow state is about following your flow, following what feels good to you in that moment, and being in a consistently being aware of how you are being pulled out of that state of balance. And that's mastery of your reality. If you can walk into a busy place, you have the power, your heart, your energy, as you open yourself and expand yourself, you have the power as a light worker to affect and change every single person in your area. And so for so long, I've seen this so much online, and it breaks my heart, Monsef, when there's this story attached to, I'm an empath, I'm sensitive, I was born different. And it's like, yes, you are, but you are also a powerful creator, and your role as a light worker is that you can bend and shift reality to your heart, to your choosing of a higher dimensional experience. And we have to start rotating that energy outwards instead of coiling ourselves up and feeling like we need to lock ourselves away or do all of this protection on ourselves. And it was so wrong. The myth is that you need to protect your energy and close yourself down. And mm-hmm. when I work with my guides, they're always getting me to open and expand. Because as we did that intention setting at the beginning of the conversation, I wanted everyone to get into that space so you can feel how easy it is to start feeling expanded. And the more that you do that, you will have such abundant and high vibrational experiences in your reality. Why? Because you're setting the goalposts, you're setting the intentions, you're creating your reality based on that power of now and that flow state. And the energies of 2018 have been very accelerated. And our guides really want us to start understanding that we create the reality. We do not have to succumb to the fear-based programmings anymore. As we expand our energy, those fear programmings, they dissolve. Your cellular memory is activated to a higher consciousness. So anything that was dense, anything that is in your blueprint of old karmic webs and fears and having to play out the same role life after life after life, that's not really serving you because we weren't waking up before and we weren't getting it. We don't have to keep recreating those experiences. You can just step into the light and come from that space of moving more fluidly through your reality. And so anyone that feels that they are struggling to manifest, anyone that feels that they aren't getting it in this life, anyone that feels that they need to protect or shut down who they are, these are all the things that are actually hindering your potential. They're actually stopping you from moving forward. We have to do the opposite. We have to open ourselves up. We have to set our intentions. We have to share freely the energy who we came here to be, because we are the way that we're the way showers, we're the pathfinders that are setting the new paradigm energetic systems for the future of this planet. And the future of this planet is already being created. That's why when we step into alignment with our higher selves, our realities just feel like they flow a bit more, and we already know what messages and information we need to bring through, because it's already been created, because everything is now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It really does. And it's very inspiring. And also I really love it when you talk about like the true mastery, and you gave the example of like true mastery is when we can still be able like to go in a busy place, but still be able to stay in this high vibration. And also when I was reading your bio a little bit earlier, like I shared that you are helping others to expand up on their leadership roles. And mm-hmm. This is how we can lead is like we manifest from a different way, from a higher level, from a 5D stage of being. And like this, we show other people like new opportunities, new possibilities, other than the ones that we were programmed with. And maybe in the beginning it will be challenging and they will resist, but it's like for us committing to following our hearts, it's in fact we are serving them and showing them what is possible.
Mhm. Mhm. And we really don't have an option now, Monsef. If the more we choose to hold on to the crumbling matrix system, the more we're going to be kicked around like we've fallen off of our surfboard in a wave, and we're just going to be kicked around and messed about. So the more that we keep aligning to the truth, which is an ultimate, and the truth is love, the truth is light, the truth is abundance, the truth is alignment, the truth is allowing ourselves to feel supported within this dimensional frequency. And we have to keep coming back and reminding ourselves, this reality is a hologram. It's a hologram. And as dense as it may look, and as real as it may feel, and as solid as it may be, it is a hologram. It is a hologram. It is a simulation of a complex creation of combined thoughts, but yet your individual expression, the power of you, your individual soul, your divine blueprint has within you the exact DNA makeup to shift your holographic experience based on love and grounding and receiving and nurturing and being in alignment with what it is you truly, truly desire. And what you truly desire is always in alignment with your higher path. It's always in alignment with your purpose. It may not feel like it at the time, but as you go through ascension, you will realize that actually all of the things that you think you wanted were never meant to serve you. It's the things that you need, but you have to go through the experience of trusting and keep setting your intentions with your universe, with your heart, of why are you here? Are you here to keep separating these two experiences so you play part-time in your ascension and you keep it a secret? So you have your altar at home and then you go back to your 3D world and then you wonder why you get sick. You wonder why you have no energy. You wonder why the money's not coming in. You wonder why you feel stuck. Or are you ready to integrate who you truly are? And that comes from patience with yourself as you are going through a complete energetic up-leveling, you're being updated just like a computer system, but you're a much more complex being because you're a system of an organism, so it takes a bit longer. But you have to start aligning yourself that 5D is your reality. 5D and above, a high state of vibration, and it's love, it's gratitude, and it's joy. And so if you're getting serious about your awakening, you need to take a relaxation pill and step back into joy again. If you're feeling like there's work to be done to clear all your karma and you've got to go and do this and your guide said that, you're missing the point. All of our guides are so light and playful and funny, and they have a very, very, very interesting sense of humor. And we just take it so seriously. And we take it so seriously because we're drawing upon the energy of what we're trying to move away from, which is that old paradigm system, that matrix system. But what we're doing is we're recreating that in our intentions of wanting to awaken further and go through ascension easier. And so we have to separate. We have to separate and let go and know that ascension is joyful. Even in your deepest, darkest moments where you are facing your shadow and your ego and you're going through the ringer and you feel your body has never purged like it's purged in its life, you can come from a place of disconnect to that experience because it's a hologram. You can retrain, empower yourself to overcome anything that you think you have to feel within your body or feel dense about. And the frequency of light that is available to humanity at this time is very easily accessible if you take a moment with yourself to expand your energy daily, 20 times a day, 30 times a day, 40 times a day, 50 times a day. You want to keep doing it so much until you know that that is your norm. That is the state of consciousness that you reside upon, and that will up-level your experience. And so when people are wanting to manifest, when they're wanting to step into their soul purpose, they quite often try to overthink it. And it's not a thinking process. It's a feeling process. So it's also activating your body to feel more in alignment with your chakras, with your energetic system that will share with you quite freely when something is in alignment for you and when something is out of alignment. And so you are in this state of reality right now where it's almost like a computer game of like, you know, what role do you want to play? How do you want to feel in that moment? What gifts do you want to bring through to humanity? Are you speaking your truth enough? So just, it's very much keeping in that space of expansion. And we want to do that so, so, so often that is grounded for us. And so then when you're pulled out of that, you know the difference so quickly that you will take that time for yourself to love yourself, to honor yourself and give yourself what you truly need. And sometimes that's rest. Sometimes that's taking time out from reality. Sometimes that's refocusing your intentions of, well, what am I trying to create? How do I want to feel? How do I want to show up for humanity? But how do I want to show up for myself? Am I enjoying this experience? Am I enjoying my creative expression? Am I speaking my truth? And speaking your truth isn't necessarily directly speaking to others about your awakening. Speaking your truth is just being in the energy of your truth. And that will spur the conversations. It will open those conversations with others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And also like the energy that we transmit to others will be like received much easier this way. Because sometimes they may not understand how we see things, but our state of being and our presence can speak more profoundly than words. That was really wonderful. And also like you said a little bit earlier, that trust is really important and essential in this process. And it's through like trust and surrender to the divine truth and believe that the universe is always like has our back and working on our behalf. Because sometimes if we have some doubts or cling to what we think we want or we need, we don't allow this synchronicities to happen. We don't allow this, how to say it? It's like letting the universe like surprise us, like give us some surprises, which makes life more joyful, more fun.
It's a moment of when we're manifesting and we're holding on to this potential of what we want to call in for ourselves. Everything that I have consciously felt guided to be in alignment to receive in my experience, I'm going to word it that way. Everything I've been in alignment to receive. And so I've done the manifestation process to be in vibrational alignment to that. When I've let go fully of waiting or needing to know how or when, or even if it's going to come in, the experiences that I've had have been far richer and the manifestations have come in, but in such an interesting way. And so not necessarily word for word how I was asking to things or feeling into things, but definitely from a place of just being awestruck sometimes at how the reality chooses to bring it to me. And I think a big part of why I've had to go through such an in-depth process with this, especially over the last 5 years, is that I could be able to explain this in an easier way for others. And a lot of what my guides have me share with humanity, and a lot of what the frequency is that flows through me, is a heart accelerator. It's accelerating someone's ascension. So generally, when people meet me or we hang out for some time or they work with me, it will kickstart them. It will jumpstart who they are meant to be here. But then alongside of that is, okay, well, how do we create a reality where we feel safe to do the work that we came here to do? Because there's so many that, again, they feel they have to split this into two. And with the manifestation piece is, are you able to trust yourself and your higher self wholeheartedly, where even though you are feeling in alignment to call in that which feels abundant and joyful to you, but are you able to trust that then what comes up for you in your reality is part of you receiving that? And I'm going to give you a very specific example of this that will make sense. So I see many women wanting to call in their divine partner. So for a start, they've created this potential of a partner. Most women end up putting this divine partner on an energetic pedestal because they've created them in such a perfect image. Then they start to separate themselves from that divine image because they feel that they might not be ready for that yet. So anyway, so they're manifesting, they're holding that vision, and they are waiting. They're waiting for that relationship because they want to have that experience, which is beautiful. And there's going to be a lot more coming out in the next 5 to 10 years on divine relationships and partnerships, but that's another conversation. So in the short term, you know, the woman is waiting, she's doing her self-care practice, she's holding that vision, she's feeling in, she's feeling the divine partner coming, and then another man comes along. And the woman is in her knowing so much that, well, you're not my divine partner, so she shuts it down. Now, what she's actually doing, she's not in alignment with what is showing up in her reality, because you create everything. And so what you've done is you're creating the intention for your divine partner and you're wanting to bring that in. And so the universe is great, is saying, great, this is beautiful. We want to align you to this experience because there's so much creativity and passion and potential that can happen with those divine partnerships. And so we're going to bring you what you need to work through, to clear, to be ready to receive that type of relationship. And so, are you still there, Monster? Because it's gone a bit quiet. Are you still there?
Yeah.
And so then what happens is they push that experience away. And I've seen this many, many times. And I always seem to be there at the exact moment where I say to the woman, hey, what makes you think that this isn't in alignment for you to receive your partner? And so what happens then is they soften. And they realize that actually this beautiful person has come into the experience. It might not be long term, but we're not trying to hold on to long term anymore. We're not trying to hold on to this fictional idea of reality, because everything is happening now. And so when with one example, I mean, this has happened several times, but one person in particular, they soften their heart, they open themselves to receive, and they have that experience with that person. And as that energy started to mix and meld, that masculine learned everything that they needed to, and the feminine learned everything she needed to about herself to be energetically ready to receive that type of higher dimensional relationship. And so by her learning to receive, what was present for her in that current state, that current reality, helped her to align her vibrational frequency to bring in that divine partner. And so then guess what happens? The divine partner then comes in after that experience. And we have to do that in our reality. Is just because it's not showing up exactly how you had decided or expected or attached to that it was going to show up, it doesn't mean that it's not on its way. It doesn't mean that it's not in flow for you. It doesn't mean that it's not being created. And so as you receive what is present for you, what is coming up for you, what is in alignment, it will help you to experience that. It will help you to clear if there is any clearing that needs to come through, and it will set you up to receive that which you had asked for. Now, the deeper layer to this is quite often when we have opened ourselves up so much to that flow state, that present moment, and what is really here for us now, by the time we get into that space to receive what we had originally asked for, we've shifted so much and shifted a timeline that something even more powerful and magical can align for us. But we don't know until we allow ourselves to step into the unknown, be patient with our experience, live the experience in our human form, and keep being open. There is never a block in your reality. It is always something that is there to guide you, to teach you, to show you, to expand you, and bring you into a different space with yourself so that you are the energetic match to that which you came here to be. So with your relationships, with your jobs, with your family, with your business, whatever the human physical pieces are, there is always an energetic simulation that is being reconfigured around you. And so we have to be open to receiving what comes through. And I get excited about this, Monsef, in my reality, because when there is a perceived block or something isn't working out, I take a moment, I pause, I breathe, I let go, and I go, huh, I wonder why that road stopped today. I wonder where else I need to go. I wonder what conversation is going to come in. I wonder what person I just needed to meet, because we never know. It's a mystery, and we have to allow ourselves a bit more joy with it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, it does. It's I don't know how to express it. It's like trying not to calculate things or like overplan things, but allow things to happen. And like, because like for me in my life, the greatest things that happened to me happened through experiences that I didn't plan for them, or I didn't like even like expect. So yeah, that's what I understood, and that's what my opinion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful. That was really inspiring. Thank you so much, Zoe. And we will start taking questions in a little bit from our audience. I just would love now if we can talk about the program and the activations and the ebook you are offering to our audience. And then we can take callers. So I would love to share the link first. It's yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zoe. Yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zoe. Zoe. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zoe, or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Zoe, you are offering a package with three items, the expanded manifesting activation, and then the crystalline light code activation course, which is a 5-week course I attended before when you hold it live, and it was really, really inspiring. And like the information we got and the activations was exactly what we needed, and really helps us to see like the truth behind the experiences that we have, and also how to create from a 5D state of being. And also you are offering the ebook, I think Love is the Answer. So I would love if you can talk about those a little bit. So for our audience can know more about these items.
For sure, yeah. And yeah, there's a lot of energy that's been flowing through because we set our intentions at the beginning. So anyone listening to this conversation, I would definitely go back through if you're guided to and with a journal and just take some notes. If you're really wanting to understand more about, you know, your reality and how to create your reality, like definitely go back through and take some notes, because there's a lot of information that comes through me, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's good to kind of listen to a couple more times and then you'll hear a different perspective of it. So right. In alignment with that, the package that I've put together for today is one that's really comprehensive to helping set your energetic frequency, to help you really shift through anything that is in your energetic field that is maybe preventing yourself from allowing yourself to feel in alignment with that which you're wanting to create or experience, and also being more in alignment to your path. And so item one is a expanded manifesting DNA activation. And so it's a 90-minute recorded activation that is purely designed to accelerate your manifesting potential. So similar to what we had done at the beginning of the conversation, but it's over 90 minutes. So it's going a lot deeper. Also mm-hmm. bring through a lot of light code activation, and it's giving you a space to really expand upon your potential. And I love that when we had this conversation live and we're in the full moon energies from last night, which is great as well. So there's lots of amplification energy that's being channeled into this call. And so with the activation at the end, you're going to feel more expanded in your potential. It's going to help you to explore your creativity of manifesting, because manifesting is creativity. It's your energetic feel-good factor. And it's also learning to bring in the most abundant timeline to your reality. So it will take you through a complete process. And then also as part of that activation, there is it comes in a PDF document, and you get access to additional channeled information that was that brought through at the time of recording that. Then the second item, which was recorded live with a group last August, it's still just as magical and beautiful to listen to the recorded versions, and it's a complete crystalline light code activation. And so this is really helping you over a 5-week period to get yourself into a higher state of alignment to the crystalline grid, to Gaia, to your intentions, having yourself feel more connected to energy around you, because, you know, we are energetic beings, and the more that we are feeling through our bodies, we're going to be creating from that higher potential. And so each activation that you listen to each week is 90 minutes, and then that also comes with an additional a mini ebook of channeled support from my guides, which is going to help you throughout the process of the 5 weeks. And then you also have additional information on how to best prepare for the activations, and also aftercare of the activations, because it is going to be working with you at a cellular and DNA level. So week one, you move into the activation of the crystalline light code frequency. So it's giving you a resonance to love, helping you connect with unity consciousness, helping you to connect with your higher self. And then week two is connecting you to your higher heart and higher self, learning how to integrate that frequency into your being. So it's also grounding in your potential, healing any core wounds that are in your roots or your heart with the earth chakra. And it's also about forgiveness around reconnecting yourself to new earth and knowing that this is home. Week three is the abundant golden rays of receiving. So it's helping you to understand how significant changes can occur within your reality. It's helping you to look collectively at how to release and align to a more expanded version of who you are, which is your activated light body. And it's also stepping into that awareness of that vibration of cosmic light source, and also learning how to ground more into Gaia so that you are here ready to receive your accelerated potential. Week four is grounding with Gaia, harmonizing with her, working really with the grid lines, the earth, and feeling yourself very much in resonance to that unity consciousness and the new paradigm. And in week five is starting to integrate and embody all of that of your multidimensional reality, how to physically integrate that, and learning that really it's always just coming back into wholeness with yourself. So it's a very powerful program, and definitely it is designed to be listened to over a 5-week period. And then each of the activations you can listen to multiple times, and every time you listen, you will get a deeper energetic release and also deeper resonance with your heart and your activation. And then in alignment to that, I always like to gift this out as well, which is my book, Love is the Answer. And that just takes you through a very gentle, soft understanding of how to ground in self-love into your reality, because that's really like the foundational tool of your purpose, of your path, of your human experience here, is really, really working in alignment with your heart space. And so it goes into a lot of understanding of where we're pulled out of alignment with our human experience. And it's got workbooks with it as well, which with additional like meditations and affirmations as well. So I put all that together. It's a really great package to support you, and you can receive that for $97. And the original value, it was close to $450. So you get quite a good discount. And you can also feel free to reach out to me while you're going through the process, and I'm here to answer any questions. So yeah, I hope if that's in resonance to you, then feel free to sign up for it. And I can't wait to connect with you.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Zoe. And yeah, everyone, I really like highly recommend like what Zoe is sharing with us here. And as we were talking about stepping in our leadership role by creating from a 5D reality and being like wishwar and leaders for others, showing like new possibilities, and really like Zoe's work helps us do this and have this like even deeper connection with the universe, because like the creation process is really, for me, is really based on how deep our connection to the universe, to the divine, to all there is. And it's, our creation is a reflection of that. Yeah, so I really recommend using the course, the activation and ebook that Zoe is offering to us. And again, for that you can visit the link, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zoe, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zoe, Z-O-E. Sorry, or you can simply click on this special offer button, the orange one, on the webcast page or on the replay page when it becomes available there. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you again, Zoe. Very grateful to you.
You're welcome. Yeah, beautiful.
So can we take questions from the audience?
Of course. Yeah, I'm ready.
Wonderful. All right, so everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2, and I will unmute you to talk to Zoe. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions or feedbacks there on the question box. All right, so let's see. We have a caller from Fort Collins, phone number ending with 3786. Hello.
Yes, hello, Monsef and Zoe. Hi. Oh my goodness, this is Barbara.
Hi.
And I am so happy to be on this call. My guides just brought me to this. yes, this is really, everything you've just shared is what I've been receiving and the guidance, so I'm so grateful for the affirmation of it. I have definitely, the biggest struggle has been fear of survival, fear of, you know, not being able to have a roof over my head and make my rent, and fear of being alone, and you know, it's just been, you know, very powerful. And I had a near-death experience, a health situation that happened in February, and it was like, and it was related to my heart, and it was like a real message that this is the time now to really surrender and stop and, you know, take in the guidance and love and know that that is who you are. And surrender to that, you're always taken care of. So I wondered if you could just sense with me what it's just, you know, that's what I'm dealing with, is really knowing and allowing this to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And so anything that you could say that would be helpful, and I'm just so ready to let go of the fear and struggle. And
mm-hmm.
I've kept myself very, very isolated from the world, especially these last few years, because I just couldn't, I just needed to retain whatever energy I had left. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just so ready to surrender that.
Okay. So you have a lot of angelic light around you, which is really nice, and like really soft tones of pink and blue, which is really beautiful. And what was coming through is how can you start shifting your story? Because right now you have an attachment to this is where you are. And so be thankful that you know where you are, which is great. But now you don't have to stay where you are. You can shift vibration by shifting your story. And shifting your story is actually reprogramming your neurological pathways to receive a different truth, a different reality, a different perspective. And so the words that you use, struggle, fear, survival, a lot of that is based in your root chakra. And so what are you doing to, on a daily basis, to start allowing yourself to receive a different version of what you want to create instead? The biggest disconnect that people have is they are waiting for this kind of big miracle to happen, but it's the subtleties. And energy is subtle, and it builds over time. The more that you are attuning to that subtle shift within yourself, you are ready to make a shift. And so change your language to say, I am ready. I'm here. I'm already arrived. I am abundant. I'm always looked after. I'm always cared for. I have everything that I need. This is easy for me. And so always focusing on the words, the vibration that you wish to feel, instead of feeling the need to hold on to what you've already experienced as a way to move out of that experience. Does that make sense? So it's tricking your reality, your mindset. It's not really tricking, because it's an alignment for you. It's coming from a new space of, okay, this is how I felt, but this is how I choose to feel now. It's quite normal that many that go through ascension need to completely isolate themselves. But now, honey, for you to really step into your power, you're going to have to get out into the world. But the world will shift to your vibration. And so as I've been sharing through this call, and I would very much suggest going back through and making notes, because there's some really like quality information in the recording of this, is to allow yourself to feel different. And even if every single day you think, well, you know, the story comes in, the fear comes in, just keep allowing yourself to shift to a different focus of your story. I am abundant. I'm always supported. I am ready. It is here. Things are always shifting for me, because this will start to set the foundations of your reality. And so always have a little forgiveness ceremony with yourself of where you are, of what you had aligned to, and just let go of that, and know that just because you've gone through that experience and you're choosing not to share that experience anymore doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means that you're choosing to disconnect from the energy of that so that you can align to the new energy of how you want to feel, which is light, joyful, abundant, easy breezy, lemon squeezy, as my guides always say. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. And your package and just what you've been sharing today, since my heart thing happened a
mm-hmm.
few months ago, it's like I am being forced to be in this now.
Yeah.
And it and to breathe in the light and the love,
yeah.
and still
yeah.
be in the now. And when the fear starts coming, to just, you know, say, fill with more love and light. That, like, lovingly, I just share with that part of me that, you know, there's just no room for it anymore. I'm choosing to be in this now, in this space, in this moment now.
Yeah,
so exactly. If I just continue with that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. And do you remember I was saying on the call that there's the patience piece with ourselves? Because, you know, the temptation can be is that we want to make a shift. We're ready for the shift. We feel good about the shift. We step into the shift. And then the next day, we might feel a little bit less inspired with the shift. And then we start to go back on ourselves. And then we start to believe or tell ourselves a story that it's not going to work out for ourselves. And we just have to be a little bit more patient with ourselves. And a really great exercise that you can do is every time something is coming up that's in fear, write down everything that you're grateful for.
Yes.
Write down everything that you're grateful for and forgive yourself of feeling into the fear. Because the fear is always going to be this old paradigm BS simulation. It just doesn't work for us anymore. The more light that you hold, you look at the fear and you laugh at it. You tend to laugh at it and go, oh, okay, you're gonna have that story today? Well, that's not true. The truth is love. Love is always the answer. Love is always going to raise our vibration to where we are meant to reside in this paradigm. We're not meant to be working out this old stuff anymore. It's done. You know, it's like the controlling powers that be, if you want to get into all of that stuff, which I rarely do, but it's done. The illusion is broken. We know it's a simulation. We know that we can bend reality based on our vibration. So how can we consistently get into a vibration of alignment? We've got to get into a vibration of feeling good. So whatever you can do to feel good on a daily basis, even if it's sleeping or eating some good food or going for a walk or writing 10 pages of gratitude or doing a meditation or hanging out with children, which, you know, they got great energy, kids, animals, hugging trees, drinking loads of water, anything that you can do to keep aligning to that ascended joyful state.
Well, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sharing it, for being the light, kind of just calling us all forward and reminding us of who we are, and, you know, that this is the time now, because that's and it brings it from despair to, oh my God, there's so much to be grateful for, because we really are rising to our truth.
Yeah.
And thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, my love. And I feel you with the heart. Like, my guides had me break my back for me to listen. So, you know, they literally had me break my heart to crack it wide open because I wasn't listening. So, yeah, it's like I laugh at it now. It was very funny.
And actually, it was a message to me that you've got more to do. So
yeah.
It was actually a rebirth of my heart.
Yeah, beautiful.
Through it. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So thank you so much, Zoe.
Oh, you're welcome, Barbara. Have a great day, and I'm pleased that the offer is aligning for you. I thought you'll get a lot of value out of it.
I do too.
Beautiful.
Love to you and. Oh, thank you.
Lots of love. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Barbara. Bye. Wonderful. That was really amazing. Thank you, Zoe, for that. And I love when you talked about patience, because it's really important. And also when we step into, when we are more patient with ourselves, with how things flow in our life, there is like a quality that's we may not be aware of that we experience in our experiences. And like for me personally, many times, like when I step in that state, like it brings I feel like I smile more, because I understand like the truth behind those experiences. I see things about other people that I couldn't see before. So yeah, that was really inspiring. Thank you, Zoe, and thank you, Barbara. All right, let's take now a question on the webcast. We have Nicole from San Diego. Hi, Moses. Hi, Zoe. Thank you so much for starting with that beautifully centering meditation. And her question, I have been really riding the waves and creating momentum in a period of rebirth, emergence, and so a bit of a plummet today. I am beginning to open my channeling abilities and trust in intuition and divine guidance. I wonder if you may offer any insights to my current energetics to ease and open this state of remembering more in creating the bridge from inner to outer, a step towards inner standing and sustainable joy in gratitude.
Beautiful. That's great, Nicole. And I'm just going to pick out on the beginning bit of the language that you shared, that you feel like you have plummeted a bit today. And that's quite normal, because when we're going through, when we're up-leveling, shall I say, or ascension, or whatever you want to call it, we're shifting our vibration. And so sometimes we shoot ourselves in such a high state of consciousness that it feels so, like, beautiful, but we're not quite grounded in that frequency yet. And so the down bit can feel a little bit more turbulent, and then we start to second guess ourselves. We're like, how do I feel here again? I thought I was through this, you know, and the mind has a field day. The ego starts coming out with lots of stories. So when you're feeling in a period of lull, just be good to yourself, nurture yourself. Don't try and overthink your way through feeling like you're going to be in that space forever, because you're not, because you know the contrast now. You know how good you can feel. And so a very powerful affirmation is, this too shall pass. And as with anything in our experience, when we lean into what is actually happening, it almost like dissolves any attachment we have to it. I love feeling a bit off sometimes, because I know in those off states, it's an invitation for me to just let go of everything for a minute and rest. And quite often those off moments are you actually up leveling, but there's so much that's going on behind the scenes that you're not aware of. And that's why we have to continuously learn to bypass the thinking brain and step into the feeling. So if you're feeling a little bit off, what can you do to love and nourish yourself in that moment? Well, one, let go of expectations that you need to be out there saving humanity. Number two, surrender into what actually feels good to you. And some days that might be having a sleep. That might be phoning a friend. That might be going and drinking a hot chocolate. It might be listening to Monsef's show. It might be just doing nothing. But sit with what feels good to you and let go of needing to force your way out of that moment. In terms of like you opening up to your channeling abilities and lots of gifts and stuff, that's beautiful. And just keep trusting, you know, because it's all you. Like it's like everything is us. We're a collective consciousness experiencing ourselves individually. And so when we're channeling, just have fun with it. Like I see so many putting so much pressure on so many people putting pressure. Everything right, and you know, we're learning, we're practicing, most importantly we're playing, you know, we're playing, we're being free with energy, we're experiencing ourselves with different frequencies, we're experiencing ourselves using different gifts, and so just giving yourself a little bit more patience. And also on those days where you're not feeling totally up in frequency, just be good. Just let go. Just let go of anything. Let go of ascension. Let go of awakening. Let go of your human. Just ride through it, and you will find that you will shift out of that energy much quicker. So I hope that supports you, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was beautiful and very inspiring. Thank you. Thank you, Zoe. And thank you, Nicole, for your good question. If you are still live with us, we'd love to hear your feedback and share it with us. Let's invite another caller. We have a caller from West Palm Beach. Phone number ending with 3035. Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello, Monsef.
Hi. Hi. Is it Shelley?
Yes, it is. Thank you. I've enjoyed your show very much.
Hi, Shelley.
Hello, Zoe. I've also heard Two, and for whatever reason I hear myself echoing, maybe there's a reason for that. But my situation is similar to Barbara's, the lady in Fort Collins, and it's been up and down situation for me in terms of financial. I have had a series of near-death since 2006, and I used to be on the path in the 80s, kind of got out of it for a period of time and felt like I was being put back, like, all right, you can make money now, but we'll let you know when we want to contact you again or something. And I have been so, the last few months have been pretty intense. I'm 65, and I've lost everything. And I just, it's hard for me to function. I would prefer to be like Barbara and kind of isolated. I loved that. I had a business which was very intensive with people, but I could go home with my animals, and it would be very calming. I worked very hard for many, many years. And I just don't understand why I'm still here. There have been three near deaths. And I'm sort of tired. I wouldn't mind leaving. So one of my things is I live in Florida. It's very hot. I've had a series of strokes. And I wouldn't mind going, but financially I need to work. And I don't know if you pick up on anything there or whatever, Zoe, please.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of energy that you've just shared. So just give me a moment. So you say you've lost everything. And sometimes when we say things like that, it's holding on to the attachment of the story. You say you wouldn't mind leaving, but you still seem to be here. So you're really in the story right now. And there's something very transformational for you that you are not allowing yourself to receive the beauty of. And so I would start to really ask your higher self to show you what is your purpose through this experience. For you, what is my purpose through this experience? Because there is something that is wanting to come in. There's something that's wanting to shift with you, but it's almost like it's met by this block of resistance because you're not actually wanting to be here. And if you're not wanting to be here, you're not going to receive the beauty of what you are wanting to understand about yourself. And so there is a period of sitting down with yourself and getting really crystal clear with your heart and your intentions and ask your higher self, what was my purpose for this experience? And allow what wants to come through to start to show up for you and keep asking it. Because when we are going through stuff in our reality, the temptation can be that we have to disconnect from spirit to go through it. And you don't. You can get the clarity that you're looking for, but I'm not the one to share that with you because your guides want you to understand it yourself. And so they want you to come to a place of resolution with your higher self, because there's this kind of ego that's coming into play of like, well, I just want to leave. And if I have these near-death experiences, why isn't this working for me? And so they want you to soften into your heart and ask your higher self, what is the purpose of this experience? And this experience is your reality, your human, your heart, because there is a light within you that is being shared with humanity at this time. And as you continue to ask, what is the purpose of this experience, you're going to start getting the clarity that you've been asking for, but it needs to come from within you. So you need to ask yourself, what is the purpose of this experience? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you. I've never heard that idea. It's a very good idea. Thank you so much. Appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. And just be really gentle with yourself, hon. You know, research people online that have had near-death experiences and all the books that they've written and the light that they've shared. So perhaps there's like this amazing transformational gift that's going to come out of this. There's always a gift. There's always a gift to everything that when we go through ascension, we activate ourselves and spirit rolls their sleeves up and they're like, goody, this human's ready. This higher self is ready. This multidimensional being is ready. But then we connect to our ego and go, oh, my God, all this stuff is happening to me. This is awful. And spirit's like, no, you're missing the point. This is the gift. This is the beauty. And so there is something that's wanting to come through, but you're not receiving yourself right now. You're almost like the ego piece has like got its legs crossed over in the corner going, well, I don't know what's going on here. Your inner child is crying, going, I just need love. And your adult self is like throwing your hands up, going, well, I don't know what to do anymore. So you want to reconnect all of those pieces of yourself and say, what is the purpose of my experience? And you will get the clarity that you need. Like, it will come through for you very strongly, because there's a lot of information that wants to come through, but it needs to come through you, not through me, because it's too much for this call. Okay. And it's what your higher self is asking you to connect to. So I hope that supports you.
It is. Perfect. It is. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So much. Thank you. You're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you, Shelly.
Thank you, Shelly.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
My laptop gets a bit funny if I take the headphones out. Let me just try for a second.
Okay.
Okay, can you still hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
Is there an echo?
Yeah, I don't know why then. I'm not hearing an echo on this side.
Okay, but I will mute you until I read the question, and then I will unmute you. Okay. So yeah, the question we have on the webcast is from Missy. Incredible call, all truth. Love this inspired information. Great meditation. I believe my gifts are ready to share. My beingness is resistant. I know in my mind I will have ups and downs, and yet I feel so excited to create a way to help others. I used to do readings and healings, and we all got high on the vibrations and felt so happy.
So, Nikki, I'm not sure what the question was with that.
She feels like her beingness is resistant.
Okay. That's quite normal. It's resistance of change, because we fear change, because we fear that if we change too much, that, you know, we won't be loved. We won't get love from our friends and family and people in our reality. It's quite common. To move through the resistance is connect to the joy that it brings you to share your gifts. Because you want to override the resistance through stepping into feeling. So remember what I was sharing through the conversation today? You want to always be aligning back to feeling. So feeling good. So connect to the feeling that it provided for you when you were giving readings and sharing your gifts and being in your light. Quite often the resistance as well is that who would want what I have to share? That's quite another common one, where you create a reality. So everyone wants what you have to share. And again, how can you move through the resistance? Well, daily intentions that I am safe to be seen. I feel good and joyful when I'm sharing my gifts. There is an abundance of people that want what I have to offer. It feels good to me when I'm sharing my gifts, because I'm fulfilling my soul's purpose. I'm activated to more gifts when I'm sharing my gifts, because I'm raising my vibration. There's many different affirmations and invocations that you can say to yourself on a daily basis when that resistance comes up. And it's just gentle baby steps. Like, if you feel overwhelmed to go and jump into a circus version of you sharing yourself out with the world, just make it simple. Bring it. What's the next easiest step that you can take that would help you feel like you're moving forward and moving away from resistance? So maybe it's reaching out to one person and saying, hey, I'm just starting to do my readings again. I'd like to gift you this experience in order for a testimonial. And then you do that one, you're like, oh, that felt really good. And then you can align to that feeling, because you've physically done what you came here to do. And then you can be like, oh, okay, actually, I'm going to reach out to this person, or I might put a little post on Facebook. So just build it up slowly. Quite often the resistance is also the overwhelm that it has to be this big old singing, dancing creation. And we just have to start off small to start. So I hope that helps you, Nikki. Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Zoe. And yeah, Missy, if you are still with us, we'd love to hear your feedback. And Zoe, we have Nicole, the one who asked about her channeling abilities. She said, thank you, Zoe, for your kind remembrance to be gentle. Let me mute you because I hear an echo. Okay. So thank you, Zoe, for your kind remembrance to be gentle with myself in the period of expansion and integration. I am trying not to feel frustrated with this simultaneous call to action and message to be patient. I feel as if an aspect of myself is denying me access to my deeper realms, so any added clarity to this point is what I'm seeking. I'll take a break from it all, as you suggest, and listen to the replay. Many thanks.
Sweetheart, all the best. Don't worry, I made videos for a year, and before I posted it on Facebook, I didn't even share one video that I made. I made like over 100 videos, and I didn't share any of them. So I know what it's like to have resistance. In the end, I think my guides turned off my internet one night, and they said, if you don't write this post, you're not getting the internet back to finish what you're working on. And so they turned the internet off and made me write a blog post, and then they turned the internet back on for me to share it. And I know why they did that, but it was quite funny. So, I'm a master at resistance. Don't worry. I know what my ego tries to do.
Yeah, that's wonderful. All right, let's take another question from your cast. We have a question from Tina from Lancaster. Hello, Zoe and Monsef. Wondering if when our loved ones and friends are calling us names like crazy, etc., and projecting their belief that we aren't contributing because we don't have a job they think is acceptable. Does this stuff stop when we are actually in high vibration, only showing up because we need to stop and get grounded and bring our vibrations up? I am still trying to figure out who I am and my purpose, and I am at this point share my smile and love to everyone that I come across.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a hard one with the family, because we want to share our awakening, because we can't understand how humanity has got it so wrong for so many years. But then the disconnect is that we're trying to, it's slightly egoic as well, unfortunately, because we're trying to inflict our version of reality onto somebody else. And if somebody isn't ready, they're not ready. And if they're not ready, then they're going to put their guard up and they're going to resist everything of who you are. The best way to work in alignment is to always work with yourself. And so sometimes that comes from not needing to share the conversations. The words get in the way of the frequency. If you just focus on being who you know you came here to be, they will feel that. They will shift. Your relationships, the dynamics will alter as you hold yourself in that expanded state of consciousness. And I can say this on my heart, my entire dynamic with my family has shifted in the past 10 years through my awakening. And sometimes, you know, we have to allow those that are, you know, closest to us have their human experience. They will wake up when they're ready to wake up. We cannot force or inflict our version upon them for their awakening. But what we can do, and I've done this for years, and this is going to really support you, is when you're having conversations with people, feel into their energy as to where you can potentially bring the conversation. So say if you're talking to somebody about energy, right? So feel in, okay, so my understanding of energy is very, you know, higher dimensional, quantum physics, string theory, guides, angels, aliens, you know, all of that. But if I'm talking to someone and I'm feeling, okay, their level of awareness right now is maybe just energy. So maybe I'll take it that little layer higher and maybe introduce them and talk about chakras. So then it's a little bit outside of their comfort zone, but it's not coming from a place of trying to inflict my awareness onto them. And so what I'm doing is planting little seeds and then let those seeds grow. And over time, and this is really beautiful, what you will find is those seeds that you planted in those very non-attached, beautiful, relaxed, grounded conversations will come back to you. And so people will come to me now and say, oh, Zoe, do you remember this conversation we had 7 years ago and you shared an experience with me? And I'm like, mm-hmm, yes. They're like, wow, this kind of thing happened and I want to talk to you about it. I'm like, mm-hmm, yes, step this way, let's have a tea. And then they're ready for an extra bit of that information. But you've got to let people come to you. And so this always happens with families, because then if you're trying to inflict your version on them, of course they're going to start looking into your reality and have a judgment of your job or what you are or aren't doing for society. And it's just like, it's conflicting energy. Trust. As you work on yourself, you will shift the dynamics of the relationships around you. And sometimes those relationships may completely dissolve altogether. Sometimes they may strengthen. Sometimes they may just come from a place that you can have absolute, wholehearted, unconditional love for those around you. And you can go off and fulfill your soul's purpose. And quite often that's kind of what happens. And sometimes we have quite a lot of non-awakened humans in our reality to ground us, to keep us present with human interaction, because we don't want to lose ourselves too much in those higher frequencies. We want to bring that energy here into the here and now. But it's a subtle process with that, and it's very much about, and especially when you're awakening as well, because when you're not fully really anchored in your power, you're trying to figure it out and you want to share, but just always discernment is key with conversations with others. And trust me, like, people are waking up. People are coming to resonance. Like my dad is really going through ascension now. And I finally just allowed him to have access to my Facebook group. So he's got all of the content and information that he needs to understand it. And so we've started to have little conversations around, you know, what's happening with him. But it's taken a while. So I hope that supports you anyway. But it's, yeah, I feel you, hon. I feel you.
yeah. That's really amazing what you shared, Zoe. Like, we need to honor others, like, honor their path and honor how they shift, because, like, if we, like, continuously try to go and change them, like, it really drains our energy, and it's very difficult for us to handle. And, like, with time, if they feel ready and they resonate with what we do and what we say, they will ask, and then we can serve them, as you said. So.
Yeah. And especially when you're trying to ground, is when you're trying to ground in your new level of awareness, is when you're in that space, mm-hmm. then people will start asking questions. Like, a lot of my human friends I've been in contact with, you know, some of them I've known for like 10, 20 years. They see my life now and they're scratching their heads asking questions like, how are you doing this? Like, what is your secret? Like, what are you doing? And then I start to share little pieces with them, and some of them have started to be very receptive to that, because I'm very grounded in my reality. So they're looking at it going, huh, well, maybe there's some truth to this. So be the proof, mm-hmm. you know, live, be the example, be the proof, and allow them to come to you.
Absolutely. And here we have Nicole again. She's laughing and she said, that's hilarious. Thank you for sharing, Zoe. Daily laughter is certainly the best remedy. I think that was about the videos.
Beautiful.
That's great. Yeah, we have a question. Can we take one more?
For sure, yeah.
Okay. A question from Sue. I used to be able to help my dogs and can no longer assist them. I feel guilty and don't understand how I can be a healer and then not be a healer. My dogs seem unhappy that I'm not helping them. Can you tell me what's happening, please?
Did you say dogs or ducks?
No, dogs.
D-O-G. Okay, sorry. Like ducks. I was thinking crack. Oh, that's an interesting question. So are they, I mean, I would ask the dogs, like, do you want support right now? How can I support you? I think sometimes we give ourselves so much judgment if we aren't these like ultimate divine healers, but you know, we don't know the path of that dog. Maybe something is coming up for them that they're working and processing through as well. Like, I would definitely communicate with your dog's hun and ask them what they need, and then don't have a judgment of yourself that you're not being able to bring beautiful healing energy through. That's not entirely true. I think maybe there's just a lack of awareness of yourself that, you know, you can bring that beauty through, because when you're focused on what you feel you aren't able to do, then that you kind of lower your vibration to that story. And so what can you do to raise your vibration to know that, you know, why do you want to bring energy through yourself? Like, why do you want to heal? You know, is it because you feel like you have this like purpose or this mission, or do you want to just bring energy through because it feels good to you and, you know, it feels good to those receiving it? So maybe change your intentions around why you're wanting to work with energy. And it should always be the latter. It should always be, I like working with energy because it feels good. And I know that it feels good to the person receiving it, because it's always connecting us to ourselves, to our hearts, to our higher potential. And in terms of the connection to your dogs, just sit and meditate with them and tune into their higher self and speak to them telepathically and have them share with you what's going on. I'm not an animal empath or psychic, and without like seeing your dogs, I wouldn't like to assume that I could tune in like that. But tuning into that higher self, I want to empower you to know that you can listen to your dogs. You have a strong bond and a relationship with your dog. So spend some time with them, meditate, and have them share with you. And, you know, they may not like speak to you, but they may come through in the form of an idea or a feeling, or you may get a sign come through. So yeah, just flow with it a little bit more, but don't be so hard on yourself. Like be super soft and gentle. Your energy is very soft, and I feel that you bring a beautiful light through. So don't feel disempowered because this experience is coming up for you. So I hope that's supported.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Zoe. And thank you, Sue, for your question. So Zoe, really thank you so much. I'm so grateful for everything you shared with us, for your answers to our beautiful audience questions, and also the discussion. It was very, very profound, very inspiring. And like for me, it was like a reminder of seeing the truth behind what we are experiencing and what we are here to do and how we are meant to create and like co-create with the universe our reality. So really, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. You're welcome. And it was really great to speak to your audience today. It was really great to share the package through you. So if anyone's guided, mm-hmm. then feel free to sign up. And sending so much love to those that asked their questions. It was really beautiful to hold that space for you all. So, and just keep being you, beautiful, wonderful beings of you, bundles of joy, sharing love, sharing light, and just keep it light, keep it simple.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much, Zoe. And everyone, also thank you so much for being with us today here on the show. Very grateful to each and every one of you. Thank you for your beautiful energies, for your questions, for those of you who ask their questions. And I highly recommend getting the package. It's really powerful one, full with really profound activations and wisdom and guidance from Zoe, as we said, about stepping into our leadership and being leaders of love. And for that, you can get the package on the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zoe, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zoe, Zoe. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or the replay page when it becomes available there. And so again, thank you so much, everyone. And I'm sending you so much love, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.